Another bank, another loss.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Just a few minutes ago, Bank of America reported it lost $5.2 billion in its fourth quarter. The lion's share of those losses come from payback to the government bailout program. There's also concerns about continuing credit problems as the U.S. economy tries to recover. Citigroup reported a loss yesterday. There's a new senator today in Massachusetts, senator-elect, rather. Republican Scott Brown won the seat held for the better part of five decades by Ted Kennedy. His campaign focused on blocking some of President Obama's agenda. I mean, now it's up to Senate Democrats to find a way to proceed without its filibuster-proof majority. Marketplace Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale joins us live this morning with the fallout and a look forward as well. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
So what changes do you expect when the 41st Republican takes his seat?
Well, it's definitely going to be a less friendly legislative atmosphere for the Democrats. Moderates especially those up for re-election this year, will be less likely to sign on to the White House's agenda because they now have evidence that voters think the president is overreaching with his proposals to impose changes on health care, banking, energy industries. But Thomas Mann at the Brookings Institution says there will be a limit to the president's accommodation.
I do not expect Obama to roll over and play dead. His instincts have always been to try to do deals with Republicans, but he's found them not very willing to participate.
Hey, John, how will the Republican win affect the push for financial regulatory reform? That's been a big thing, right?
Yeah. Well, Scott Brown opposed the bank fees that the White House wants to levy on big banks to force them to pay back the loans they got from the government. But Mann points out that that fee is really popular, and he expects the Democrats to stick with it. The compromising might come with the proposed Consumer Financial Protection Agency, which Brown is also against. Senator Christopher Dodd, the chairman of the Banking Committee, who's leading the negotiations over that bill in the Senate, is floating the idea of limiting the reach of the consumer agency, maybe trimming its independence, putting it under the Treasury Department. That's more likely now in the face of stronger Republican strength in the Senate.
Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. John, thanks.
Thanks.
All right, let's check some numbers. European markets are lower right now. Everyone's off, a percent or less. Major Asian markets closed down as well. The Hang Seng gave back nearly 2%. Investors worried about the possibility of Chinese banks cutting lending. The Shanghai Index lost nearly 3%. All signs point to a lower open on Wall Street, but markets tacked on more than a percent yesterday. The Dow added 115 points to close at 10,725. Luxury handbag maker Coach reported its second quarter profits were up 11%, holiday sales in North America getting some credit there, and demand for U.S. home loans were up last week, the third straight week, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. Rates have fallen to a one-month low, and that sparked a lot of refinancing. It was a four-month fight for British chocolatier Cadbury, but yesterday it finally agreed to a takeover by the U.S. food giant Kraft. The final price comes out to just under $20 billion. But as Christopher Worth reports from London, the news left a whole lot of sad and concerned people in its wake.
40 years ago, Phil Davis started this little clothing store in the shadow of Cadbury's factory in Bourneville, just outside Birmingham. The town was built by the Quakers who founded Cadbury 186 years ago. Davis says that when the chocolate is being made, the smell wafts in through the shop door.
We love everything about Cadbury's and what it stands for. And I think, you know, this is the last great British company that we've got.
Many here oppose the Kraft takeover. For the British, Cadbury is almost as part of the culture as William Shakespeare. David Bailey is with Coventry University. He says Brits have a strong emotional attachment to the company.
Many of us grew up eating Cadbury chocolate. It's different to American chocolate. It's a kind of nuttier, more caramelly taste to it. So to have it taken over is a kind of huge issue for many of us because we think back to our childhoods. And there is a fear about an American takeover of a much-loved British company.
Workers here worry that with all the borrowing Kraft will have to do to finance this deal, job cuts will be soon to follow. Cadbury employs around 7,000 people in the UK and Ireland. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com.
Well, this morning, Congress is scheduled to look into ExxonMobil's planned purchase of natural gas giant XTO Energy. But the hearing may be less about the buyout than controversial drilling practices natural gas producers use. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Sam Eaton.
It's called hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. Energy companies inject water, sand, and chemicals into rock formations. That creates thousands of cracks in the rock, freeing up hard-to-reach oil and gas reserves. But a new study by the Environmental Working Group says the process can also contaminate groundwater with known carcinogens, like benzene. That's why the report's author, Dusty Horwitz, says Congress needs to regulate fracking under the Safe Drinking Water Act. Right now, oil and gas companies are exempt.
You know, the industry has talked about the cost that, you know, it will have to pay to comply with these laws that everyone else has to comply with. But they don't talk so much about the cost of cleaning up contaminated water, which can be astronomical.
Horwitz says water contamination in upstate New York, for example, would force New York City to spend billions of dollars building a new treatment plant. The oil industry says fracking is completely safe. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Finally, think of it as sort of an entitlement. David Froelich of Delaware County, Ohio, actually got $1,500 for being bitten by a rabid bat. County leaders were surprised about a little-known state law that provides anyone bitten by an animal with rabies can claim the money for medical reimbursement. Now, the code stipulates the bitten person must ask for the money within 4 months. David Froelich was 2 days late. The commissioners there voted to give him the money anyway. Check us out online, marketplace.org. Share your thoughts with us. We'll bite. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.